What's going on? Julia Rosabasian. It's Double J with another edition of Pass the Popcorn and my review of new movies currently showing at Allen Theater's Aviator 10. You know, there are many different movies throughout cinematic history. Comedies, dramas, historical, big audience-pleasing blockbusters, small independent award-winning films. There are films you want to see. Then there are movies you should see. Thank You for Your Service is one such film. For the second week in a row, Miles Teller is up on the big screen, this time as Adam Schumann in the inspired by actual events story of an Army sergeant trying to adjust to life stateside after a traumatizing tour of Iraq back in 2007. Not only does he have a family that he barely knows, but he also has to deal with his brothers in arms that are living with the nightmare of PTSD. The cast is phenomenal. Teller is award worthy in his portrayal of a man teetering on the edge of duty, family, and sense of failure when men are either injured or die on his watch. Haley Bennett is equally up to the task as his wife, who has the unenviable task of being a military spouse, raising kids by herself, but also not knowing when her husband would come home. Would he be the same man she married, or would he come home in a flag-draped coffin? Rounding out the supporting cast is relatively unknown actor Beulah Cole, who plays Schumann's best friend, an equally broken soldier with memory lapses, fits of violence, but just wants to get back to what he knows, the war overseas. In the movie, one of the characters delivers an all-true painful line. All you can think about is coming home, but when you get here, all you can think about is going back because you can't function here. And such is the case for tens of thousands of vets from Vietnam to Afghanistan to Iraq who suffer in silence because of the horrors they've experienced. Even though service focuses on the men back home, the grim reality of modern warfare still rears its skeletal face. Too often, our society has shrunk the news from overseas down to a handful of afterthoughts on the evening news. Too often, our children think that warfare is pixelated on a game console and we can hit the reset button. But the cold hard truth is that freedom is not free. While the majority of the populace enjoys creature comforts of home, family, and movies, and only rarely think about those who defend this country, this probably isn't a movie that you want to see, because it will make you uncomfortable. It will make you flinch. It will make you cry. But like other films, Born on the 4th of July, Schindler's List, and now Thank You for Your Service, it is not a movie you want to see, but it is a movie you should see. 4.5 bags of popcorn. For showtimes, call 437-9301 or jump onto the web at allentheatersinc.com and click on Alamogordo. For Allen Theaters, Aviator 10, and Burt Broadcasting, I'm Double J with Pass the Popcorn, and I'll see you at the movies.